I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Glad you could be with us today. Consider this. A presidential candidate heaps praise on the military. He talks tough about crime and corruption, and he also comes off as racist and misogynistic. This is Jair Bolsonaro. He shocked the Brazilian political establishment and beyond by trouncing his rivals in the first round of voting yesterday. This despite the fact that his campaign sparked massive protests from Brazilian women just a week before the vote. Bolsonaro once suggested to a female lawmaker that he wouldn't rape her because she wasn't attractive enough. He has promised to veto any attempts to legalize abortion. And he suggested that the gender pay gap isn't such a bad thing. And yet Bolsonaro seems to have and is actually gaining female support. Rio de Janeiro-based journalist Shannon Sims wondered why, so she went out and spoke with several dozen female Bolsonaro supporters and wrote about what she heard for The Atlantic. One of those women she met was Giovanna Minucci, an upper-middle-class white working mother with a young child.
She described wanting to vote for Bolsonaro because, to her, he presents the best option to protect her economic interests and the economic interests of her family.
I think in Brazil we have suffered too much from the current government. It's almost 14 years of corruption. I have a baby. I don't want him to grow up in a country like that. I want to be patriotic again, and I think the best is Bolsonaro.
For people who are doing well in the economy and who are wanting to open businesses and who are making money and wanting to invest in property, sending checks to poor people who live by the riversides and the Amazon is not where they want their government's money going. They want those people to get jobs.
Yeah, so, I mean, Giovanna is wealthy, but wealthy women are also women. Did you ask her if she saw her vote as being an anti-woman vote?
Absolutely. So just like hours before I spoke with her, Brazil had had its largest women-led march in its history. And she described the people who took to the street as, quote unquote, the homosexual feminists. And I said, what do you mean by that? And she said, I'm not homophobic, but I don't identify with those people. I think they're extremists. And I don't think that Bolsonaro is homophobic. And I don't think he's sexist.
So we've been talking about wealthy women who support Bolsonaro, like Giovanna Minucci, but wealthy white women aren't the only ones supporting him. You spoke with a woman named Rosângela Ferreira dos Santos. She's a 53-year-old mother of eight. She's got indigenous heritage and sells banana chips in the small river town of Alto do Chao. So why does she support Bolsonaro?
Brazil is a huge country, and the realities of people are so different. And so I wanted to go talk to somebody who was not like Giovanna, but who was living in a really different reality, and yet her vote was landing in the same place. And so I met, she was not hard to find, I should say. I met Rosângela in this small town along the banks of the Tapajós River up in the middle of the Amazon, really right in the middle of the map of the Amazon. And I said, you know, why are you going to vote for Bolsonaro? And the first thing she jumped at, it was the corruption. She's like, he's the only one that's not corrupt. So, you know, that's a similar argument to what Giovanna mentioned. But then she shifted to a second reason, which is a really critical reason, I think, in this election, and that is religion. Giovanna said she's Catholic, but not really practicing, and that's true for a lot of people in Brazil. But also true for a lot of people in Brazil is the rise of the evangelical party and the evangelical church and churches like it. So Ferreira, surprisingly, is actually Mormon, but her church practices in a similar way to the evangelical church in Brazil. That is, it's kind of an all-in situation where your social group is the church, you're in church multiple times a week, and so much so that she told me that her pastor had encouraged her to vote for Bolsonaro. And I said, well, why do you think? And she said, because he's the only one that uses the name of God in his campaign.
And does Rosângela think Bolsonaro respects women? Did she weigh in on that?
You know, she actually talked about it in a similar way to how I heard people talk about Trump, where they said, oh, you can't take him seriously. You know, like, don't get all caught up in that. He's just being inflammatory. She was laughing, you know, as she was saying, she was like, oh, people who say that he's sexist, come, he's just campaigning. That's her perspective, is that it's a bunch of kind of tough talk from the campaign trail, just trying to ruffle feathers, get attention. And she said, when he gets into office, he will change.
So we should note that there will be a runoff, and there are millions of Brazilian women who do not support Bolsonaro. And you spoke with one of them, Maria Toledo, a 30-year-old psychiatrist from the state of Minas Gerais. And here's what she told you.
As mulheres votaram no Bolsonaro por conta de conservadorismo. por preconceitos, inclusive a nós mulheres feministas.
What is she saying here?
She's really upset that women are voting for Bolsonaro because she said what they don't realize is that Bolsonaro represents a threat to equal rights, to social rights, and that in fact he would be a step backwards, such a step backwards that he represents a threat to democracy itself in Brazil.
So the final round of voting at the end of the month on the 28th of October, how much are women going to be a pivotal factor in this election?
Absolutely. It's going to be really tense. I think people are going to be having a lot of tough conversations at home. So the 28th will be a really historic day here, whichever way it goes.
Journalist Shannon Sims, based in Rio de Janeiro, thanks very much for helping us understand this vote, at least round one. We'll come back for round two.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your interest.